We were in Atlanta waiting to board for St. Lucia.
Everybody good?
You know, I just wanted to kind of give them the rundown of how things were going to work once we got to the resort.
When we land and we get in, we're going to go through customs.
She prepared us before we left that we would find out who was shooting first as soon as we landed in St. Lucia. And I actually shot last year first. So I just kind of dismissed the idea. I didn't think it would be me. Lo and behold, we're getting ready to board the plane and she calls three of us.
With the exception of Alexis. Where are you? Sabrina. Yes, I'm doing it to you again. And Allison. So get mentally ready.
Here we go. Nice, Sarah.
Good girl. That's it.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
After hearing the news at the airport, the girls had just a few hours before they would need to be on location for the very first shoot of the trip. Upon arriving in St. Lucia, they hopped on the bus to the resort and were off to hair and makeup. Production for the 2015 Chiefs Cheerleader Swimsuit Calendar was nearly underway.
You know, when we come in on that first day, it's extremely time sensitive. We gotta, you know, clear customs, get 43 people all the way to a resort. But then once we get here, for the three that we're gonna shoot that night, they don't even get to go to their rooms. We literally take their suitcases and they go straight to hair and makeup.
We just got our swimsuits on, we got our jewelry on, we got our makeup done, we got our hair done, and it was off from there.
Let's see how fast we can go.
We heard that it was going to be at this beautiful cliff. I was really excited.
Oh, this is interesting.
We caravaned a truck and then three or four dune buggies. So that was a little nerve-wracking, kind of wondering, where are we going that we need dune buggies to get to?
Well, we were told we were going on a beach, but we did not see any water, any body of water anywhere. We saw a lot of trees, a lot of wild animals, like horses and cows.
Well, this is fun. This is like an adventure. Ooh, that's pretty.
And then once you got to the cliff, the sun was setting. You saw these beautiful rocks, and the waves would just splash up behind it. It was just a beautiful scene.
All right. How was the driving, guys?
Great. Last year, we were in St. Lucia. In the past, it's been a different location each time. So what was really important for us is that we had a really different look.
I mean, look how cool the cascading water is.
That's what I was talking about, the waterfalls coming down.
So Honeymoon Beach started that off. It had these cliff sides, just kind of a lot of rock features, and then the ocean just crashing in. And so it allowed us to really have a great, unique look.
So you want to try that first?
So that'd be Sabrina. You want to do Sabrina first?
Sure.
So we'll probably have you stand first. Then we may have you sit or lay.
When I got down there, it was these beautiful rocks, and the waves would just crash behind and make this white cloud.
There. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is she here?
It was just so picturesque, and if you turned, you could see cliffs that went up higher, and I think there was a little island over there.
So whenever you're ready to drop, go on down there, and we're just going to shoot.
So as we shoot each girl, we kind of have a process. You know, it's you get the girl set basically where you think they're going to be.
Why don't you look more that way and kind of look through your eyes a little bit?
And then Steve will start kind of just doing some test shots, try to get a feel of what the angle we think is going to be.
I like it. Chin that way a little bit.
We kind of work with that, tweak that a little bit. You know, turn your head here, lift your head here, shoulders here.
I feel like she's kind of leaning a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying really to see the angles of how he's shooting so then I can help the cheerleader do their very, very best.
Have you angled a little more? Okay, try that. I think it'll be better for the wind for your hair, too.
Her shot was really fun because it was kind of on the bottom of a cliff, very rocky terrain. But the thing that we loved about it is the waves were just crashing up on the rocks.
Here comes a wave. Oh, that's awesome.
Relaxed.
That's good. Here it comes.
Nice. All right.
And so it was just a lot of trial and error and just see what works best, what worked for my body.
That looks pretty unique compared to anything we did last year, I think.
Yeah. How cool.
We doing Alexis next, Steve? Okay. Okay. Go right in there.
Maybe 1 foot in front of the other a little bit. This is my ocean.
Well, right when I got down there, I know, Steve, the first thing he told me was, okay, I want something fierce. So I'm like, okay, let's do this. Got into my little Beyonce mode.
You're a fierce girl.
I say every year that our second-year veterans...
You're awesome.
...grow the most. They're my favorite to watch because as a rookie, they're just naturally nervous. They're trying to figure it all out. But when they come back as second years, they are on fire.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
I kept telling her she was just fierce. The girl owned her space.
Alexis, it was amazing.
Thank you.
All right, you want to see?
Go ahead, please. Oh, wow.
That's so pretty.
Well, when Steve showed me the pictures, I was blown away. I'm like, that's me? Like, oh my gosh. It just looks really beautiful. I'm excited for the final product.
That's a wrap.
Yay! Day one.
Day one.
You know, when we finished day one, we had Sabrina, we had Alexis, and we had Allison. And all three of them did such a great job. You know, it's like your adrenaline is rushing during the shoot. And you kind of, you know, come down a little bit. But when we were coming back, Steve and I were like, all right, this is going to be a great year. It really made us excited for the next several days.
With day one in the books, the calendar shoot was off to a great start. The crew headed back to the resort for a few hours of sleep and regrouped the following morning for the week's first sunrise shoot. Then it was back on the road to the northern tip of the island for the rest of day two.
We really last year only shot a small portion of the island, so we knew that there was so much more we wanted to explore, and Pigeon Island was one of those places that we had kind of earmarked. Jen was the first one out of the gate, and being a rookie, that can be a really stressful thing, and you got to rise to the occasion.
The first couple of shots, I probably looked like a robot just trying to like do the pose, but they make you feel comfortable, and there's always someone like affirming that you're doing a great job and that you look beautiful.
With stunning views in every direction, Pigeon Island was an ideal location to start out day two. And the crew took advantage, knocking out great shots for Cassie and Leslie, then Nicole and Sarah in the afternoon. As the sun began to set, the crew hopped back on the bus to head down the coast for the final shots of the day.
You know, we still had, I think it was 6 shots that we needed to get, and yet we were in the late afternoon by then. If we didn't knock out in about 10 minutes each, we were going to lose sunlight. That's when you start to feel the pressure. You start to get a little on edge because you know you've got to get them, but you can't rush them to the point that you don't get a great shot. So you've got to be perfect in everything you do.
That's amazing.
You know, that day was such a long day, but gosh, it feels so good. It feels like such a great sense of accomplishment. They're going to feel great about it, and we're going to feel great about it, and then ultimately our Chiefs Kingdom is going to love what we produce.
The Chiefs Cheerleader Calendar Special is brought to you by Coconut Bay Beach Resort and Spa, Casually Caribbean, Incredibly All-Inclusive, and Exotic St. Lucia, SeaBayResort.com, IV, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. The University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. And by Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light at primesport.com/Chiefs.
To make the best swimsuit calendar, you need more than just 33 beautiful girls and a great crew. You also need variety. St. Lucia definitely has that.
Now we shoot 33 cheerleaders, and you can't have 30 on the beach. You have to have unique looks for everybody. And that, honestly, is what I love so much about St. Lucia. Black sand beaches, volcanoes, and rainforests, and ruins and cliffs and rocks and just a lot of variety.
Diamond Falls Botanical Gardens was a place that Steve and I had written down, we want to go back there. We took several girls up there, and it's a fun place because you're literally in the rainforest.
We walked in, and there was everything that you think that a jungle is supposed to look like. There's greenery everywhere, and these little flowers, and bright colors, and wildlife.
It's beautiful, but completely different from the beach and the cliffs. Can we just, but look at those down there.
Where?
See those straight down? We could hang. So with Ashley, we knew there was a shot that we saw last year that we didn't get to use in our calendar. And it was down in kind of a creek bed in the bottom of the rainforest. And all these really long vines were hanging down from the trees. So very jungle feeling and really pretty. And so we knew that Ashley was the person that we wanted to put in that spot. We're going to have you like holding those vines.
Okay.
All right. Yep, I'm good. It wasn't easy getting in.
There we go.
No, we had to kind of climb down a hill. It took more time to set the shot than it actually did to actually do the shot.
Got one. Oh, yeah, look.
People have no idea what we go through just to get the shot. I'm thinking these. Right here. Yeah. Oh, holy.
Just a stick.
He screamed because he thought it was a snake. I screamed because I thought it was a snake landing on him. And then I just wanted to run.
Ashley, the things I'm doing for you.
We thought one came down, we thought there was a snake on it. And words came out of my mouth. And I tried to run. Then it hit the ground and we realized it was like a root of a tree wrapped around a tree. It was a moment.
You never know what's going to happen in the botanical gardens.
I think right in this area in here. The shot itself, once we got Ashley in place, it's exotic.
Good. Just stand right in here.
It's just this really unique, beautiful picture.
Nice.
That's pretty.
I like that a lot.
Being a third year, Stephanie expects us to push our boundaries. She's like, we want you holding the vines. We want you kind of arched out and leaning. Your muscles are shaking because you're on the tips of your toes so that your muscles pop and you're sprawled out. You don't know if it really looks pretty, but then when you get to see it, you're like stunned. Like, is that really me?
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. All right, we're good. Brian, we're done with Ashley. So
after wrapping up the afternoon in the botanical gardens, the crew took the scenic route down the coast to the nearby town of Souffre, then headed to the black sand of Sabuisha Beach, one of the true hidden gems of the island's western coast and the perfect spot for sunset day 3.
So, Amanda, you're on wave duty if you see a big one coming. All right, you ready, Sarah? Here we go. Oh, that was a good one.
I have never had so much fun on a photo shoot. For me, it was just peaceful and relaxed. The sun was glowing. It had peeked through the clouds at the right time and I could feel it. And then just to feel the ocean waves crashing. And then I see my coach smiling or Steve just giving you the nod. And everyone is just so in their element and so supportive.
Oh my God. That's crazy. That's crazy.
It was very fun.
As we went through each shot from Sarah to Anna to Haley, the adrenaline rush just kept getting bigger and bigger because the shots, they were one great after the next great, every single one.
Good job.
Yay, thanks.
Good job.
The pressure began to build as time wound down on day 3. After 16 hours on location, only 15 minutes of sunlight remained. And the crew needed to finish 2 more shots before heading back for the night.
It's always harder to shoot 2 girls together than one. You have to make sure that two people are posing right, that the pose works, that the light works. So those shots with the two always take a little longer. And they were our second to last, and we knew that Hannah was going to be last. And yet the sun is coming down. And so, you know, you're trying to move as fast as you can.
It's a race to get there. You have to pose quickly. You have to figure out. You don't have time to try to figure out what looks best. You have to know.
Thankfully, Steve already had his vision with what he wanted with Hannah, this huge rock and the ocean. And so as the sun was dipping down, we saw like little pockets of clouds that it was starting to kind of, you know, pop through.
Good, Anna.
I was laying in the water and he's right down there with me. He's in the water getting soaked by the waves, but it doesn't matter because he's going to get the perfect shot for you.
Her shots were breathtaking.
Shooting the calendar can be a stressful experience. We prepare for months. We wait anxiously all week for our shoots. By the time we're here in St. Lucia, any and all distractions are welcome.
Two things on my list that I've never done before is horseback riding on the beach and zip line, and I've done both of them here.
I can be scared of heights, but I just knew I was in a safe environment and I just had total trust in the staff.
I've had a little experience on ATVs, but I was like, I'll drive. I was ready to like zoom off. The first part of it, we were kind of in the rainforest. Then we got to the top and you could see the ocean and then you could see a different town. It was beautiful.
After their hard-earned fun in the sun, the girls got back to business. The team had been on location for 6 days, and it was finally time for the last shoot of the trip.
Steve had found a beach, actually online, that he wanted to visit, but we needed to visit it via a boat. And I wasn't really sure how we were getting to the beach. I guess maybe I thought the catamaran was just going to go up on the beach, but that's not really the case.
Whoa! It's like a surfing ride.
You know, no one really told us how we were getting out of the boat.
Oh, gosh.
It was another one of those special memories.
Go, go. Watch, wait.
But it was super fun.
Oh, that was fun.
So we got out. We got on the island, and it was some really neat rock formations that are in the ocean. I took 5 different girls, and I placed them kind of on this rock, and I just wanted to try some different things.
Oh, I like that, Chrissy. Look through your eyes. That's awesome.
You know, when we leave St. Lucia, we can't reshoot anymore after that. We're done. I want so many great shots that it's hard to choose.
I started laying down in the water in the sand, and then there was these giant rocks that had a little dip in the middle. And I told Steve, I said, I want to shoot there. So we climbed up. There's crabs everywhere and climbed to the center. And it was the best view I've ever seen. That was the most fun shoot I've ever had.
It was such a great day. Watching their faces experience it, watching them take pictures and create memories with their teammates, that's what it's all about.
The Chiefs Cheerleader Calendar Special is brought to you by Coconut Bay Beach Resort and Spa, Casually Caribbean, Incredibly All-Inclusive, and Exotic St. Lucia, SeaBayResort.com. IV, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. The University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. And by Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party presented by Bud Light at primesport.com/Chiefs.